At 39, most men who've tried to catch or deflect the world's most intimidating slap shots are connected to that activity only by nightmares. Not Tim Thomas, who didn't reach the NHL until he was 32. After taking last season off, he's back in the net, this time with the Florida Panthers. Previous to his sabbatical, he'd helped the Boston Bruins win the Stanley Cup, and he'd been named the MVP of the playoffs. Kevin Woodley has written about Thomas's aspirations for NHL.com, and he joins me now. Kevin, is it your sense that Thomas's return to action is all about his desire to play in the Olympics?
I don't know about all, but in terms of burning desires, the Olympics are very high up on that list. He grew up wanting to be an Olympic goaltender, not an NHL goaltender, and he talks quite passionately about that he went to college because back then, that's how you got to the Olympics. It was college players representing the United States at the Olympics, and that was his career goal. And then when it switched over to the pros, that's when his focus changed to becoming a pro to getting a chance to play in the Olympics. You know, after watching him play this week and watching some of his practices and practice habits, he looks like the old Tim Thomas. And the guy that won two Vezina trophies in 2009 and 2011, if he gets that form back and isn't far from it now, it's going to be kind of hard to keep him off.
Well, tell me a little bit about the competition.
The competition is Tim Thomas against Ryan Miller and Jonathan Quick, Craig Anderson, who's struggling, and Jimmy Howard, who is better than his numbers indicate right now. But again, if there's one thing I've learned about Tim, it's you never count him out, and you especially don't count him out when everybody else is. And just watching him play, just watching the way he's playing and watching what he's doing for the Panthers in the past couple of weeks, both in practice and during the games, that, to me, it would look a lot like the guy we saw here from 2009 to 2011. And again, if he's playing like that, that's a much tougher decision to keep him off this team.
I wonder if Thomas fails to get called up for the Olympics, whether he might retire. That would put the Panthers in a tough situation midseason, wouldn't it?
It would. I'll be honest, I don't see that happening. If anything, Tim Thomas is going to help the Panthers. If not in a playoff position, then as a rental. If they're out of the playoff picture, if he can't lift them, and let's face it, they're an American Hockey League team for the most part, so getting them into the playoffs or into the picture is a tough stretch. If he doesn't, he could help somebody down the stretch and into the playoffs. Again, if he's playing like the Tim of before, why wouldn't you want that guy heading into the postseason?
Kevin, we're about a quarter way through the NHL season, but when you spoke with Tim Thomas recently, he said he was still learning where the opposition's shots would come from based on the Panthers' defense. Whoever the goalies are on the U.S. Olympic team, how much time are they going to have to learn to work effectively with their teammates?
The thing with Tim is, in the Olympics, he's been on the big ice before, and not just for a week here and a week there at World Championships. He's played over there for years. So that adjustment should be a little simpler for him. In terms of style and systems, he's done it in a short tournament before. He was a part of the 2010. I know he didn't play much. That was largely because of the hip injury he had. And I believe he's got the mind to make those adjustments quickly. Not all goaltenders do. So I still think he'd be able to make that adjustment whether it's in a short tournament for the Olympics or to a new team down the stretch into the playoffs at the trade deadline. I think it's an adjustment he can make.
Kevin Woodley is a managing partner of In Goal magazine and a writer for NHL.com and the Hockey News, among others. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.